This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in the field of education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us Ayush Jaiswal, the CEO and co-founder of Pesto Tech. Now, a lot of us aspire to be engineers, but we either drop out of the courses or are not able to get very good jobs. Ayush's startup company, Pesto, looks at upskilling and providing adequate skills to software engineers to help them find very good jobs. Let us hear from Ayush on how we can take help from this. Hi Ayush, welcome to the show.
Hey Saraswati, glad to be here.
You know, if you could run us through your journey and what was the whole idea behind Pesto Tech?
Okay, so I actually belong to a small town called Varanasi. I came to Delhi about 5 to 6 years ago, just trying to become an engineer. I joined an engineering college in Delhi. But soon I realized that my passion for doing engineering was there in school itself, so I learned a lot there as well. But I couldn't find the things which I was looking for, you know. Reason being that in 2011, 2013, right, 2013 is when I joined college, it was apps all over the place. But then the curriculum in colleges could not adopt and could not move fast enough to give me what was relevant to me there, yeah. So a few years later, I've been building startups, you know, ever since I have been in the space, kind of did a couple of gigs in the venture capital space. But then I realized one day when I was living in a co-working space, I met a guy called Andrew, who is my co-founder. And I met him there and I saw that he told me that he has been traveling the world, right, since last 1 year. Yet he was making way more money than any person in India could, right? And that was pretty surprising to me. And then I realized and dig deeper into it. And then I came across this fact that engineers across the world are paid very differently, right? And I came up with a thesis that the world is getting smaller every single day, right? We are doing this podcast completely remotely. I'm in Gurgaon. I don't even know where you are, but we are doing this podcast remotely, right? And it's happening just like that. The technology in last 3 to 5 years has evolved in such a way that you don't need to be in person with someone in order to work remote. And that is the idea behind Pesto. Pesto is not a business. Pesto is a group of people on a mission of making the world fair for everyone, giving the opportunities to Indian engineers which were not available before. So we came across certain skill sets which are lacking in Indian engineers, and these are not necessarily skill sets, these are just like cultural differences, remote work best practices, and certain technical topics which we identified which are generally missing in engineers to bring them at par, at a level where they can compete with global developers, right? So we started Pesto about a year back when we started our first batch of students, and it's been phenomenal to see people getting 7 to 10x increase in their salaries, satisfactory jobs, and also the ability to work remote.
But if you could also tell us, how does the whole program work at Pesto?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of programs at Pesto. One, we basically run a program in which we invite people to leave their jobs, join us for the 3-month program. It goes across for 12 weeks. And in those 12 weeks, we train them, you know, in full stack JavaScript, which is a certain technology in which we have expertise in. And along with that, we give them best practices which they need to have if they work remotely, and the community to support even after they graduate, right? And we match that up with a bunch of soft skill lecture to bring them at par with developers in US. And the moment they graduate, we introduce them to a bunch of partners which we have, some of the best companies across the world, which work remote, right? And they finally do interviews and they get the jobs.
Okay. But at this point, how many students would you have and what would be the criteria for getting admission?
Okay. So I was saying that the criteria for getting accepted in Pesto is varies across different programs, but we mainly look at their work experience with respect to the technology in which we work on, and certain soft skills which we believe is necessary for people to work across different geographies.
Okay, and how many students are you looking to have?
I think we are looking to have more than 500 students across next 6 months. And currently, we have graduated 33 students and we've got up to 70 students under training, 50 to 70.
But, how different would it be than, say, an IIT or any other engineering institute?
Okay. So what happens is in technology is that the way tech has evolved in recent few years is that the tech moves very fast. And whatever you learn in any given education institutions might be really good for your basics, but it's really difficult for them to keep up with the curriculum which they're teaching, right? Now, what happens when you are on the job, when you're working somewhere, is that your learning curves may become smaller and you might have to focus on what the organization is focused on. What we do is that we create a bundle, a quick download of everything which is happening today and match it up with the best practices which are there, and we train developers who have been on the job into these things, and we get them opportunities which are there across the globe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one last question from you. Typically, what is the job profile like and how does the whole placement system work?
So the job profiles which we look at are only programmers for now, software developers. And the way placement system works is that we identify these developers who are a good fit for our program. We make them go through training. We observe the growth rate which they have, and we share that data with our partners across the world. And then our partners shortlist these people to interview them. And after that, they get the jobs.
Okay. And a lot of international jobs as well?
Most of our people have got international jobs.
Okay. And this is primarily remote working, right?
Absolutely. More than 75% of Pesto graduates work totally remote. One of our guys works from Mengaluru, from the beaches. Somebody else works from Chennai, from their hometowns. I think this concept is going to help India in incredible ways, because I feel that the dependency on cities is constantly increasing and it just can't go on forever. I believe at Pesto, we enable people to go back to their hometowns, to work from there, and it's just a new career path which we are introducing to the world.
Okay. And companies are also okay with the whole work from home concept, as in it's manageable, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you've got companies, for example, GitLab, even their CEO is remote, right? We have companies which work with us, which have no offices at all, right?
Oh.
So that is the future which we are talking about. We totally believe that the future of work lies in remote, because the efficiency of people increases drastically, and every single person who has hired through us has hired more. Every single company we have hired through us has interviewed more candidates because they're really happy with the output which they get from our candidates.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Thanks, Ayush, for all those details. I'm sure a lot of you engineers would take a lot of tips from this and will be able to get better jobs in the future. That's all for this edition of FutureWise. If you listeners have any comments to offer or want us to cover any topic, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.